Deji!
We're waiting for the fight. It's not that hard to sign the contract.
Deji, do it, you pussy. We're waiting.
You know, when you have a kid, it's going to be me.
Huh? What?
Half Filipino, half white.
Oh, my God. You that's know? So real.
So you're looking at your future right here, baby boy.
Ooh. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez, baby. Oh,
jeez.
Sean! Shonda's magic in the house.
Shonda's magic.
Welcome in.
The house.
Really, really glad to have you, brother.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. This is so cool.
Yeah, we've known you. How long have we known you for? Like 2 years already?
Two, maybe three. Two-ish.
Do we remember the part how we all met?
I don't remember.
I have no idea.
Wait. Shonda's magic.
Was it at like a...
It was a spicy fruit episode.
That was the first time we met?
No, not the first time we met.
I feel like we met before that.
Yeah, we definitely met before that.
Or maybe we just knew each other.
I don't know.
How did we reach out to you? Just randomly?
Probably. I think you texted me, actually, on Instagram.
Oh, hey, come in for an episode.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
I thought we already knew each other before that. That's crazy.
No. I mean, I knew of you guys.
Yeah.
I've been watching y'all. But
we have a fan, our first fan.
Yo. I'm not gonna lie, if like me sitting down as like a 12-year-old, like going through my subscriptions every day,
could
fast forward to right now and be like, what is happening?
No way.
He's so confused.
Who else did you watch back in the day?
Ryan Higa.
Oh, there you go.
God, there's so many. But I mean, like, there was only so many Asian American creators.
Yeah, there wasn't many.
Oh, geez, baby.
Oh, well. You're going to take our spot because we're getting old. We're tired.
Yeah.
You guys look so young.
But it's the
Filipino
blood.
How old are you again?
35 this month. I'm going to turn 35.
Christ.
Oh, my God.
You know what I learned about freaking birthdays? That I was like, dang it, man.
Birthdays?
Freaking birthdays.
It happens once a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was like, fuck. No.
I was like...
They said, so I was like, okay, I'm turning 35. I was like, shit, that's 35. So times two, that's freaking 70. But 35, when I turn 35, it doesn't mean I'm 36. It means I finished my 36th year of life. So I'm actually in my 37th year.
Wait, you just said you're 35. You're confusing me. Hold on.
So how old are you?
I'm 22.
So you're 22, but you're actually 23 because when you turn 22, you finished your 22 year of life. So you're 23.
Oh, that's weird.
I know. So you're on your 23rd year. So when you turn 23, you're done with 23.
That's
and now you're
true.
24.
Wow.
But you just say you're 23.
That's confused me. So that's, if you turn one, you're actually two, is what you're saying?
If you turn one, that means you just finished your first year of life.
Okay.
So you're actually two, even though you're saying you're one.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm actually freaking 36.
Wait, so you're technically closer to 40 than you are 30.
Yeah.
You're 36. I'm 34 then.
Yeah.
That means if you're 18, you're actually 19.
Yeah. You're on your 19th year of life.
You know, in North Korea, they have a completely different system.
Let's go there.
What do you mean?
I heard it's great.
No way.
Yeah.
No, I saw some crazy.
They have a different system. It's like, no matter what, you could be born in December, right?
Sure.
But as soon as the new year starts, that's when you turn that age.
Oh.
So you start at one, actually, when you're born. You start at one, and say you're born on December. The next year, January, as soon as it turns January, you're two. It's weird.
So if you're born on New Year's, like right before, then you're one in like one minute.
Well, you start at one, actually.
So you start at one.
So in the next minute, you're two.
So at 11:59,
yes.
If you're born at 11:59 yes. on December... 31st.
Yes.
Then you're one.
And then the next year, when it turns...
In like 1 minute,
yes,
you're two.
You're two. Correct.
That sucks.
What in the North Korean?
Yeah, I know. It's wild.
That's confusing, bro. Who made that rule? That's wild.
So in North Korea, you'd be like 37.
I don't want to talk about age anymore.
Dang. I want to go to North Korea one day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. That's like one of the not bucket list, but like... Like the bottom of the bucket list that I want to go.
It's
still there. Dang. Okay. I saw online you were born in the Netherlands.
Yes, I was. I only lived there for a year. But I mean, a lot of the things, like soccer teams I support and like things I support is Netherlands based because I was born there. But I have no connection to the Netherlands at all.
Wait, yeah. Netherlands?
Holland. Yeah.
I thought that was like... Like
Like Minecraft.
I thought it was like another another realm. I thought it was like a Bossing Say or something.
No.
I didn't know. I thought it was like all the Netherlands. It's like, a mystical place with fairies. And what do they do there? Are there leprechauns and stuff?
No.
What do people
do? I do magic, so maybe that's why.
What do they call people from Netherlands? Netherlanders?
No, the Dutch. It's just the Dutch. Is that, what?
Do you have to, like, can you fly there? You got to take, like, a portal?
What do you mean?
No, what? It's in Holland?
It's right next to, it's also called Holland. Holland, Netherlands, Dutch. It's like
they're the same thing.
I did not know that. I actually did not know that.
How do you say you're from Holland? I'm Hollandese?
No.
How do you? Hollandese where?
Hollandese what?
Hollandese nuts. No. Wait, what's a...
I don't know. I was only there for a year. Then I moved to the United States.
Maybe Hollish? It makes you Hollish?
Hollish?
Have you ever been back?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a couple years ago I visited. And they have the greatest waffle. Like, if you ever get the little waffle desserts, they're amazing.
What are they known for?
They're known for their windmills and their flowers. At the tulips. Tulips.
Oh, wait. But my mom's been there. Also, their soccer team, our football team is good, right?
Yeah.
The Netherlands.
What do they speak there?
Dutch?
Is Dutch... What's it sound like?
Nay. That's the only word I know.
Nay?
Yeah.
Oh.
That means no.
Oh, nay. Yeah. It's the same thing with Sweden.
Really?
Nay.
Huh.
Nej.
I was on the boat and...
serious?
I was on a boat recently, and there was this comedian on the boat, and he was like, oh, yeah, he's talking about Filipinos. And he's like, Filipinos always talk like they got popcorn in their stomach. And I was like, what?
And he says,
it's like when they get upset, it sounds like they're at popcorn. They're like,
and I was like,
oh, that sounds so, that's so true.
I don't know how I feel about that.
And then he like pointed at me in the crowd. He's like, hey, what are you? And I was like, I guess I'm a popcorn guy. And then he was like, oh, Filipino. But it's the way he had a better impression of it. It sounded good. Yeah.
Dang.
I don't know. It was good.
So after the Netherlands, where did you move to?
So yeah, moved straight to the States. And I was basically raised in the States. So I'm, you know, I don't really correlate or like, I don't have too many ties to the Netherlands.
Yeah.
But I usually say I'm just Filipino American. Mm-hmm. That's really it.
But why was your parents in the military or something? Why were you there?
Dude. Okay. So this is like where it's like, you know, I believe I can do some crazy things and I have so many ambitions and goals. And it's because of this story right here.
Oh.
Like both my parents were, am I allowed to curse?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Both my parents were broke as like so poor.
Yeah.
Big family in the Philippines.
Yeah.
You know, my dad grew up on a farm and my mom, you know, had like 9 siblings and they were very, 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 very poor. But my dad was like the valedictorian of his class.
Whoa.
And he was actually able to study abroad. And my dad always tells me this story. And I don't know how exaggerated it is. Dad, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. It sounds like an exaggeration. But he's like, I used to be on the farm carrying the bamboo from one side of the farm to the other. And the water would be dripping down on my face. And I would always think to myself, one day my kids won't have to live like this.
Oh.
Which is cool if it's true, Dad. All right.
I don't know. One day something magical is gonna happen.
Okay. All right. But he was really smart and he was chosen in a program of one of like 3 students to go study abroad.
No freaking way.
In the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they paid for travel, accommodation, you know, full paid scholarship. And he actually got a PhD in math. And through there, he was actually able to get a job offer from the U.S. And then we moved to the U.S., which from where they were, and my dad always tells me this, just like an unrealistic dream to like move to the States.
Mm-hmm.
Like impossible.
Oh, yeah.
And so when we moved there and we grew up here, I heard that story so many times. And that's where, you know, I get all my ambition from because I'm like, damn. We did it!
Yeah, for real. We're so lucky to be here where we are, honestly.
Like his family moved here. My mom met my dad in the military, then they moved here. And so, yeah, we're all
just
here.
Just the fact they have to, like, start a whole new life, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, let go of everything. I don't think about it enough, but, like, every time I think about it, like, damn, they don't see family anymore.
Yeah.
They literally just,
all their family and friends just to give us better lives.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Dang. So your mom met your dad in the Philippines Netherlands? Okay.
In the Philippines. And
they're both full Filipino.
Yes. I'm 100%. I took a DNA test. 100%. 100%. And then they moved to the Netherlands, had me.
Mm-hmm.
They already had my sister at the time who was born in the Philippines. And then we moved to the States. Now we're here.
Well, that's crazy.
Let's go. You had an older sister?
Yes, I have an older sister and a younger brother.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Middle child.
Yeah. Yeah,
you said your mom has 9 siblings?
Yeah.
My mom has 15 siblings.
Oh!
Yeah.
Nah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
You know, I think it's different. It's not all the same woman, though, because that's a lot. If from I think I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that sounds painful.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a lot. What about you?
3 on each side, so not that big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so you came from the another realm, and then you moved here, and then you met the love of your life.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
She was my sister's roommate, actually.
Oh!
Yeah, so my sister works for me.
Yeah.
And she does, like, a lot of kind of just the behind-the-scenes stuff for
me.
Kind of PA, but I don't like saying PA. But she moved to Los Angeles, and she went looking for a roommate, and she actually found her on Facebook Marketplace. You can find anything on Facebook Marketplace, including a fiancé, apparently. I don't know.
But congrats, by the way. Congrats. Congrats.
Thank you.
Newly engaged.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
You upgraded from to fiancé. What was before fiancé?
Fiancé.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh. Which we got from you. Alex told Alex that he said on a previous podcast that you say fiancé. Yeah. We said that for like a year.
Yeah, because it's the perfect name for that. It's so good.
Because you know you're locked in. Like,
yeah.
You're good, but like it's just winning.
It's like a verbal promise ring.
Yeah.
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 Mm. So then you met, and then what happened? Like they were living together, and that's how you met her?
Yeah, and then every single time, like, my sister would come over for work, or like she'd... you know, do all this stuff, setting up behind the scenes, whatever. Kayla was like, didn't have a job. She was just here visiting on a gap year. So she'd just come along and be like, hey, who's your friend? And we started hanging out outside of, you know, work and whatnot. And yeah, I mean, it's just like, it was just like, you know, when you're just locked in, the vibes are just great.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing that is just like so attractive is like when people laugh at your jokes. And she just laughed at everything I said. So I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's get married. And that worked.
Nice. So when was the proposal?
November of last year.
Oh,
November
26th. So less than 6 months ago, right?
Yeah, like 4 months ago.
4 months ago.
Yeah.
Dang.
That was fresh, bro.
Can you tell us about it? Like, how you felt, how you set it up?
Bro, I actually, what's crazy is I set this up while also on set for a movie.
Oh.
I recently did a Nickelodeon Paramount Plus movie called My Weird School. That's releasing, I think, this October.
Nice. Congrats,
man. Thank you. But what ended up happening right before the movie was I was supposed to propose to her, but it failed.
Whoa. Oh, how?
Yeah. I wasn't able. I was so busy, and I wasn't able to align everything together between the ring and the place. And actually, we took a trip to Greece, and that was originally where I was supposed to propose, but it just did not line up. Nothing lined up, and so we ended up going on that trip anyways.
Yeah,
and the whole time she's like, "Are you proposing?"
Yeah.
Because like it was a random trip, and I planned this like 6 months prior.
Yeah,
and we had a lot of the things already booked. Like I had a really nice suite, very good rooms. Like we flew pretty nice to Greece, but like nothing was able to like align perfectly for that to make it happen. And so it ended up failing, but she didn't know. So the whole time she was like, really, really like, what's happening? Why are we doing photo shoots? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? I was like, I already paid for it. Like, that's why we're doing that.
Yeah.
And so that failed. And then I was like, okay, now I have to replan. Like, I need to figure out what I want to do. And then I get called up for this movie and we moved to Canada for like a month and a half.
Oh, wow.
And during that time, I was like, shit. So during the movie, I was planning in between scenes. I was making calls to like all of these planners and organizers in Hawaii because I decided, okay, like a closer place would be Hawaii. We could just go there.
Yeah.
I was making a lot of calls with the ring people. I was like, can you get it shipped out to Hawaii? Like we were just trying to get it all sorted, as in we, I mean me, while I was on set. And I just literally remember being on scene, you know, cut. Going over to my trailer.
Yeah.
Hey, so are the flowers good? Can we make this happen? Can we get like lights, camera, videographer? And just going back and forth for that whole month. And somehow it worked out. Because I have really bad luck. I really thought it wasn't going to work out, but it did. And November 26th, Hawaii, North Shore of Oahu.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You cry?
You know what? I I'm very unemotional. Like, just, I don't, I'm not a cry. I don't cry ever.
What?
I feel like it's an Asian thing. It's very, like,
I don't,
like,
know. I cried.
I cry too. I cry, but hard. Like, I think the Asian culture, a lot of times, is like, especially like Japanese are like,
oh, it's like, looked down upon kind of thing.
There's, I don't, like, know, think, I don't know.
Like, I don't, it's not even like that. I just don't.
Yeah.
I like, I appreciate the moment, but it's not like, I don't get teary eyed. But I did get a little bit teary eyed. I have footage of that.
Did she cry?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. And she even pointed out, she said, "You're tearing up." I said, "Okay, all right."
Yeah. I'm a G, I don't cry.
What do you mean?
That's crazy. Yeah. Dang. I gotta figure stuff out soon. I'm waiting until I get on a movie so I can plan it in between sets. That's the way to go. Oh, I don't know. I'll figure it out. But you don't have a date set or anything?
We do have a light date set. We have a little bit of a runway, so it'll probably be like middle of next year is okay, what we're looking at.
Next year. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. It's just like a year and a half.
Yeah.
I saw a thing where this guy was like, we all follow this like random schedule that everybody thinks you have to do, and they're like, okay, so you get engaged and then immediately you get married, and they're like, why is that a thing? Like, why do we have to follow that schedule? They're saying, and he was saying, and I like this idea, he said, you propose, you're engaged for like a year or whatever, and then you have a court wedding like a year later. And then a year later after that, you have a big wedding with a family. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, great. Why does it have to be so back to back to back to back? And you just like rush it all. Yeah. Why don't you just like pace it out? And then you can like have, then you're married, and then you're married for a year, and then you have a big celebration on your anniversary with everybody. And I was that's a great idea. Yeah.
For me, we had a 2-year like engagement because we like took the time to like set up the whole the day. And then when the day came with all that prep and all that planning, it was
went smoothly, amazing, right?
Yeah. Yes, it went smoothly. Yeah. Nothing bad happened. Everything was like, everyone had a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
We're nearly, it's going to be, because we're thinking like July, so it'll be like just under 2 years of being engaged. So yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so. But like, man, she's already like on, she's like doing everything right now. I'm like, hey, we have 2 years. Like, you're good. But she's like, do you like this table planner or this table? Like, why? Why?
That's awesome. She's excited.
Yeah, at least you're getting that off your plate. Yeah. Now you already know. You're like, half of it's done. Cool. Let's just knock out this other half.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm excited.
Just take your time. I mean, honestly, weddings are just like for the guests.
I know. Yeah.
It's literally for the guests, which is like, ugh. Because like it's so expensive. Like the whole wedding business is just like corrupt in a way. But at the end of the day, it's for the guests.
Right.
Like, if they're happy, then you're happy. That's at least what I felt.
You ever see those clips of people like, it's like a wedding couple in the window and they're like, no, and you're just banging on the window like, no, like in Interstellar trying to like talk to the other side, and they're saying when you go back in time, you're watching yourself spend like $200,000 when it was unnecessary. You're like, don't do it. And then it shows them on the inside and they're like, oh yeah, $1,000 for flowers. Yeah. Oh, cupcakes. We need cupcakes.
Is that me right now?
They're like, don't
Did you
do
just
it.
Give me insight? Yeah. Am I going to regret this in 3 years?
You're not, I don't dude. Know. I got to tell you, the best day of my life is always that day.
Really?
When we got married, yeah.
The wedding day? Down.
The wedding day is the best day I've ever had in my entire life.
Okay, yeah.
So
that's like everybody.
Yeah.
That's all the people that care about you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Both sides. Yeah. Like, whoa, all your friends and family it's from just, both sides. Just everybody like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, bro. It's just like, it's like, it's so weird, like you said, seeing all walks of life, all the people from every different walks
that
of your life.
That care about you.
That care about you in the same place. And then just seeing that like physically like in front of you, it just like, damn.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Surreal,
yeah, it's
dude.
Like everything that made both of you. Wow. Yeah. That led you to where you are together.
Damn.
Yeah. Is there.
Oh, that's...
So you'll...
I'm excited.
I can't wait for you to experience
actually,
that.
Actually, like that made me really excited. I want to go find table planners now.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You're like, you know what? I do like those flowers.
Yeah, come on. Can we just make it like a year from now?
What is her nationality?
She's Australian.
So she has family going to fly like all over there?
Yeah, finding where we want to do the wedding was really interesting because it's not easy for, you know, obviously a lot of my family's in the Philippines to come to the U.S.
Yeah.
Australia and Philippines, not that far apart.
Right.
You should do it in the middle, in the ocean.
Which, yeah. No, we did pick a spot right in the middle, which is Bali.
Oh,
Yeah, it's right in between. Like, if the Philippines is here and Australia is here,
yeah,
Bali's like right here.
Indonesia is like, Bali, right?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, so, and all of my US friends.
Yeah, you're like, my US friends. If you care about me, you'll go. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, for real.
They actually were really on board about doing like a destination.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Destination weddings are awesome, especially for the guests. Other than the price, it's so fun for the guests.
Oh, absolutely.
I've never been. I never invited, but I do want to go one day. So, you just went to one, right?
I just went to one in Hawaii.
Really?
The thing is, like, and Tulum too, right?
And Tulum. Yeah. I went to two.
Oh, the thing God. Is, like, you have a lot of friends.
Just a handful. Just like, a handful.
No, but, I mean, but we both haven't been invited to stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's okay. It's okay. You're still young, and then I don't know how.
It's too late for me. It's too late.
But the one thing in the Hawaii trip, the couple that got married, what they were super surprised about was they sent out invitations, 100 invitations.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, all right, well, you know, destination wedding only, you know, I don't think a lot of people will come. We don't think a lot of people will come. And they were thinking like 50 people will come, but everyone showed up. Everyone showed up.
We just had this conversation.
No
we
said, way.
We're going to invite more than we think we should.
Yeah.
Thinking that not a lot of people would come.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So just like.
Oh, no.
Well, Bali's also cheap. That's what it's I'm just saying. The flight. So yeah. People are going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll save it for the flight and then go chill.
So just heads up. Just expect more than what you think.
Honey, we need a new venue.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, it's just going to be just a heads up. Me, Alexis, and then like probably like 10 of our closest friends.
Okay.
So that'll be it, though. Okay. Not more than that.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
We'll put a cap.
Yes.
Yeah.
parents, too? Both parents?
Probably. Yeah.
And then 15 siblings of his mom's
side. Oh.
Philippines is so close. You made it so convenient. But Bali's gonna be cool. I have a cousin that's actually getting married in Italy, and I was like, I can't make it, which I'm very upset. I'm sad about it.
That's why you can't go to destination weddings, man. You can make it.
No, I can't make it. I got some work stuff came up, but she's having, and I just talked to her over Christmas or Thanksgiving or something, and I was like, why'd you do it there? Because like, I was like, oh, it's gonna be so expensive, and she's like, no, it's actually way cheaper. For her. For them, it's way cheaper. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, like everybody just has to get the flights. But then when you get there in Italy, everything's cheaper. The venue's a lot cheaper, the food, everything. And I was like, yo, what? I didn't know people did destination ways because it's cheaper for them.
Mm. It is. Cheaper. Where did you get married?
In LA, in Culver City.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was like.
That was expensive, bro.
Was it?
Oh, expensive, man.
Should have gone to Italy, man.
I should have went to freaking Bali or Italy or freaking Hawaii.
Yeah, because we were comparing like venue prices. Because venue prices in like Hawaii or the States is like, you could easily pay like $50,000 to $100,000.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. In Bali, it's like 12 grand.
That's
it? Yeah.
It's probably like nice, too.
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably elephants, like, elephant ring bearer coming up.
That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy. Wild.
Yeah, Bali, that is one of my bucket list places to go. I think it's my number one. I've already went to the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple other places, but this is the next one on the list is Bali.
Bali.
Have you been to Greece?
No.
Greece. Like, I recommend that to everybody.
Greece? If I go anywhere, it's always beach and tropical. That's where I want to go.
Okay. That's not beach and tropical. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. But it's like one of those things where, you know, when you see photos online, you're like, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know in person it's not going to look like that. It looks like that. It really does.
Is Greece one with the hills and the blue?
It's like the white,
and the colorful buildings. Is that the one?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
it's like the white. It's like the white buildings.
Yeah, the white buildings on the hill, though. Yeah, and then like the blue doors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. I saw that like some places people are like, oh, Instagrammers, like travel influencers, they make it look good. But then when you actually go, it sucks because it's like a 10-hour trip to get there. And then there's barely any water, electricity in the hills. Yeah. And then you have to like travel so far just to get to town.
Yeah.
And they're like,
dude, what I do.
They make it pretty, but how was Greece? So you think I should go to Greece?
Yeah, I definitely do.
I usually, I'm very.
Every sunset was ridiculous. I'm like, it's.
That's your favorite place, you think?
Hawaii always has a special place in our hearts. But, like, Greece, definitely.
Hawaii and Philippines are, like, my favorite places. But,
oh, wow.
Damn, I don't know. You've been to the Philippines?
Yeah.
Oh, you love it?
Yeah. Well, all my family... Literally, we are the only family here in this... Like, my immediate family is the only people who live in the United States.
No cousins here or anything?
Whoa, everybody lives in the Philippines. So every time we go back, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I'm catching up with, like... I'm talking like hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wild.
Did you get, when I went back to visit my parents' family or my mom's family for the first time, all these siblings, all these cousins, never met them.
Right.
They had banners and everything. They're like, welcome home. Yeah, they had that too.
Yes.
Yeah, they go hard for welcoming parties. Yeah.
I brought Kayla last time.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, she's the first white woman to step on these lands. Like, there has not been a... Cause like,
where are they from? Where are you from?
So we're from Iloilo.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're in like a low-key province.
Like super private. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Like low-key.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was probably the first white woman to step on... I'm not joking. Everyone was staring at her. You ever bring your girl to the Philippines?
No, not yet. I want
bro,
to.
They just, bro, it's like, not in a disrespectful way, but like, they don't see white people depending on where you go. Manila, maybe.
Especially if it's a small town. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's bro, not a touristy area. You're not used
staring.
To it.
And it felt like, you know, outside of the social media stuff, it felt like whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I feel important. This is crazy.
They're like, get her some sunscreen. Hurry. Hurry.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, if always feels like, I don't know, they always, you know, they kill cows when we come. You know, they kill the pigs.
Holy
when
crap. We get...
They did it in front of you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's here.
No.
Get the big cow, hurry.
Chicken. Cool. Yeah.
No.
Crazy.
But I mean, like, you know.
The celebration.
They celebrate.
Sure. Yeah. So they go awesome. Hard with celebrating.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, they do.
It sucks because my girl's so biggy, but she had to eat everything. Yeah, because she was like.
Filipino food is not the healthiest.
Like, they killed a pig? I was like, yes.
But yeah, but we didn't like that pig anyways. Filipino food is super not healthy.
It's not.
It's all about flavor and grease.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But it's delicious.
It's good.
It's great.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good in the mouth, bad for the arteries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Can you say?
It gives you fatty liver disease.
Died. Both of my grandmas died from like a heart attack.
Yeah. So.
Dang, you're about to get married. And then, like, what are you thinking about kids yet? Or, like, did you grow up thinking, man. Oh, I want one, I want a big family, a small family?
Bro, I'm going to be so real with you. It's like, you know, I'm following my goals and aspirations right now.
Yeah.
But my girl has one goal and aspiration in this world, and that's to be a mom.
Oh, wow.
Genuinely.
Well, how old are you guys?
We're still young, like 22, 23.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You got time. You got, like, 5 years to even worry about. Yeah. Think about that.
But that's, like, her one... Because she... Her family's crazy. Like, she's the youngest, and the oldest sibling is 42.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 20-year difference. Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous. She had her 18th, and her brother had her 40th.
Whoa.
Or his 40th.
Dang.
And so, like, the age, she was an accident way down the line.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Wait.
So
did your parents have the older sibling like young or?
They're old. But yes, also young.
They were so they had her.
Like
they
mix.
Had the older sibling young, and then they had her late.
Yeah.
Dang. So they're probably like, we still got it.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
It's like she has like almost like three siblings in almost their 40s now.
Oh wow.
And so she's raised kids
because
mm-hmm. while she was like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, she was raising these kids.
Yeah.
And she's going to be the greatest mother.
Oh yeah.
On the planet, like she is so. Good Aww. With kids, so good. Every kid, like 3-year-old, 4-year-old that she like picks up, like loves her.
Aww.
And so she, she's just been dying. And she told me last night, she was like, let's just skip the wedding and save all the money and have a kid right now. I said,
I don't know about that. Let's go.
So we can practice.
So what about you? Yeah, have you always thought like you want to be a dad or you just?
I want nothing more than to be a dad.
Yeah.
But I also want nothing more than to, you know, host the Oscars. Like, that's my
Oh, that's sick.
So if I were you just focus on career, right. Both of you, and just, like, save money. The family can be later down the line.
That's why I say, yo, just give me, you know, half a decade, maybe a little bit more. But obviously, you know, once you're over 30, it gets a little bit.
Yeah, once you just spend this time getting ready for the family.
Right,
just tell everybody, like, I'm preparing for family to give them the best life ever, so the harder I work, the better life they're going to have.
I say that exact thing.
No
that
way.
Yes. Yeah,
and then and then you guys can go to the Netherlands and have some babies.
Why Netherlands?
I don't know. I heard it's
Dutch.
Magical.
I wish you had music.
Dang.
In this season of love, we all have our unique love languages, but there's one love language we can all agree that we love. And it's sound.
Sound.
We love when we get complimented.
Yep.
I love you.
See?
Yeah, you have a nice smile.
I like it.
See? We like when we get complimented.
Yeah.
What better way to enjoy sound
than to discover love's true pair.
Mm-hmm.
Raycons.
Raycons everyday earbuds are the perfect partner for the gym, for phone calls, offering premium quality audio.
That's right, Alex.
Wherever you go.
Absolutely.
I feel like the most I use Raycons everyday earbuds is at the boxing gym. I haven't been in a while, but when I did, and I'm not working with my coach, I would just zone out. I would immerse myself in sound and just hit the bag for like an hour and forget.
I use mine when I run.
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, you have a marathon coming up.
I have plantar fasciitis.
And you have everyday Raycons earbuds.
I do.
Yeah, you do. You ready?
Nope. I'm just going to just finish it. I was going to do it for time, but you know. Look, I have plantar fasciitis. Whoa. Like socks, dude. It's that bad.
I think you're faking it and you just cut the tips of your socks off.
The latest model of Raycon Everyday Earbuds has 32 hours of battery life. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It also has multi-point connectivity, which you can connect two devices at the same time.
Hot dog.
So you could be running with Alexis and listening to the same exact song.
At the same time. That was nice.
That was nice.
Speaking of battery, you know Raycon's quick charge function? You just got to charge for 10 minutes and you get 90 minutes of music,
sound. That's actually pretty fast.
I know. Whoa. 10 minutes and then you get 90 minutes?
I wish my phone does that.
Raycon's quick charge function, man. Can't beat it.
Hey.
Raycon's everyday earbuds also come in vibrant colors that I've never seen in any other headphones.
Bro, don't you have a purple one?
I do.
I've never seen that color.
I know. It's super purple.
You know, I got Moneta pair.
Yeah.
And she loves them. She does it while she's in Pilates. And it's just very calming.
She said that it's super comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about it the other day.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She said it just feels like nothing's there.
Like it's invisible. Lightweight.
It's just lightweight. It just feels super comfortable for the price. And it's only half the price of other premium ones. Dude, that's crazy.
Now that you mention it, I don't feel it when it's my ear.
You have them in right now.
Shut up.
And they have a freaking 30-day happiness guarantee. No questions asked.
You don't like them, you send them back.
You say, give me back. And I give you back. They say, okay.
Give me my money back.
Yeah.
Which you don't have to. You'll love them. So if you want a pair, go to buyraycon.com/spicyfruit for 20% off site-wide.
That's right. You will get 20% off not only the headphones.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm about to use it again.
So make sure to go to buyraycon.com/spicyfruit. That is buyraycon.com/spicyfruit.
That's right.
You know, when you have a kid, it's going to be me.
Huh? What?
Half Filipino, half white.
Oh my God, you know? That's so real.
So you're looking at your future right here, baby boy.
Oof.
You know? What's up, daddy?
Okay.
I'm trying to get you ready.
No.
Fasha. Is that how they say it in Holland? Fasha.
Holland? Brother.
What? What is Fasha? I thought that was a Holland thing.
What?
You guys are making me feel weird.
You are weird.
You watched this as a kid. You know what you're getting into when you're coming to this podcast.
You're right. You're
okay. So what I wanna ask about I've seen some clips of you boxing, man. You're good. Yeah. You never had a fight, right?
I'm really not.
Yeah, but there's a lot of influencers where you can tell they like did sports growing up. Which sometimes like Deji and like you could tell he played video games growing up.
Right.
iDubbbz, you could tell he didn't do sports growing up. And that's why everybody's shocked when I get in there because I look so nice and like.
Oh, you look smooth.
Right? Because I just like. So, but you as well, I can see it in you. I'm like, damn, he's smoother. Oh, I can't believe you haven't had a fight.
Well, yeah, I was supposed to.
Yeah?
I was supposed to fight Bobby Shmurda.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah. What?
Wait, did you know about that?
I don't know.
I did not know that.
There's always rumors, man. There's so much freaking influencer boxing.
No, we had the contracts.
Uh-huh. Okay,
and it was supposed to happen. I was in Japan, probably. I was so like just eating everything.
Yeah.
The
food
there is amazing. Yeah. I must have gained on that show like 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And you know, I told Mams that I would fight at like 165, 160, like that range. You know, I still got a good amount.
What are
of
you?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm 180 right now.
Oh, okay. That's doable. So 165. Yeah.
But at that time, I was like 183, 184. And because I didn't think I was gonna have a fight. Whatever.
Yeah.
Mams was like, the last one that we did was like contract negotiations was a year and a half ago. I didn't talk to Mams for a while. And he was then like, hey, there was a rapper that like picked you on the list.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you looked at the 160, 165 pound list and he chose you. I was like, mm-hmm. Really? Who is it? He goes, Bobby Shmurda. Then about a week ago?
Yeah.
A
week ago.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That day, I locked so in. Yeah. I was so, yeah. I still had like a week and a half left in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did not eat shit. I was so locked in, man. I got down to like 174 in like a week.
Dang.
I was locked in. I was working out twice a day. I was like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this for real. I was working with Adon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I was ready to go. And we were getting the contracts in, signed the contract, was waiting. Hey, by the way, we didn't get a response from Bobby yet. Well, they haven't responded, but he's also on tour right now. So
yeah.
We'll get back to you. Week goes by. Hey, still not. I'm training still.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, by the time, like, kind of like the deadline was like, we have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he ghosted us.
Dang. Damn. You could have been eating more in Japan.
I know. That's what I'm saying. What? I missed out on Wagyu. I missed out.
I know. Freaking a week ago.
Yeah,
bro.
I know. And I was.
He said never. Never ago.
Yeah.
Dang. I was Bobby. Ready, man.
I thought you were going to fight another magician, too. Or
yeah,
wasn't
I was
there
supposed to fight Jack Grady. And yeah. He fought. At the Nashville card.
Yeah.
I should have taken that fight, bro. But like I was so packed because I was just coming off of like the Kids' Choice Awards and stuff.
Yeah.
I got offered, the contract came in, and I actually low-key pulled a Bobby Shmurda, but I said I can't do it anymore because I wasn't training at all during that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I heard Jack was training, but no offense to Jack. Jack's actually a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
But when I saw how Jack fought in that fight, I was like, man, I could have walked in that ring. Oh, no. I could have walked in that ring, bro. But he got the knockout. Congratulations, Zach.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Dang. Oh, and so how have you boxed before all this or no? Same with me. Yeah, I
just watched Manny Pacquiao. You know how it is.
Same. Yeah.
I'll be shadow boxing in the living room. Like, yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
And then freaking I mean, either I was like hitting mitts a little bit, not crazy. And then when I got asked to fight, I locked in. I was like, let's go. Yeah.
No, I need to see another fight from you, bro.
I'm
not going to lie because from that last one, bro, the way you knocked down Pineda.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I need it, bro. I saw that live, by the way. I flew and I saw that live. Yeah. That was, bro,
that was
come
great.
On.
I was just as shocked as everybody else. I was like, yo, I just knocked on a pro in like 10 seconds of debut
bro.
Misfits. Boom.
Yeah,
oh, I wish he didn't get up. That would have been crazy.
Oh,
that would have been highlights.
God. Can you please?
Yeah.
And can you, like, you're so, like, well, like, well,
like
your technical
like,
stuff is, like, awesome. But I just want you to go in there and just knock someone out.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, it's been, like, 2 years I haven't boxed at all.
Yes.
I just did it.
Deji, where are you at?
Deji!
We're waiting for the fight. It's not that hard to sign the contract.
Deji, do it, you pussy. We're waiting.
Well, the thing is, it's not, there's no upside for him. Because he's... Because of his brother, he's going to get paid no matter who he fights.
That's true.
He fought that guy that was like 5-0, never had a win. He's lost like first round of every fight he's had. And I bet he still got paid like crazy. So if he fights me, which is a challenge, he's highly likely going to lose. He'll still get paid the same, but there's no win for him. Even though
what are you doing?
It's the number one rematch in influencer boxing. And he's just like, nope.
He's just waiting for you to age.
Yeah. And every interview they ask him about me and he's just like, yeah, I could take him. What's the next question? Like, he hates it. You could tell. Every time he gets asked, he's like, oh yeah, I could easily beat him. I'd smoke him now. It's crazy. He has so many excuses.
Didn't he
too.
Decline on his last fight a little bit?
Yeah, we were supposed to fight in Dubai or wherever.
Oh,
yeah. Wherever the fight was. And then Mams was like, oh, he said he wants a warm up fight because he hasn't fought in a while. I was like, dude, I haven't fought just as long as he hasn't fought. And they were like, he just wants a warm up fight real quick. And then you're next. I was like, okay. So we both have like a year and a half break. He gets his warm-up fight. I was like, I don't need a warm-up fight. I'll just fight him afterwards. And then after he beats this guy that he almost lost to, he goes back into retirement.
Is he retired?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm not into boxing anymore because he knows he has to fight me next. Mm. All the fans are saying, Alex is next. Mams is like, Alex is next. His team is like, yeah, let's fight Alex next. You can take him. And then he's the only one that doesn't believe in himself.
He retired? Like retired?
I'm pretty sure. I think he's done. because he's just tired.
Well, he
has to fight me next. And
wait,
so
really
he,
mandatory?
Like, no, it's not mandatory, but all the fans want it. It's the number one rematch. Mams wants it. My team wants it. His team wants it. He's the only one, and he knows that. So he's like, either I fight Alex or I go to retirement. So he's back in retirement.
Because if you fight someone else, you're like, what the fuck?
They're like, again? Like really? Yeah. He just wants another warm-up fight. He's like, has to wait a little bit. So you'd be like, oh, another warm-up fight. Yeah, it's whatever. Whatever. I'm not gonna force someone.
We should do a tag team. Me and you, Deji and Bobby Shmurda.
Down. That'd be awesome. Oh man, I'm waiting for them to do a freaking Filipino card.
They do
a Filipino card. It's you, me,
Salt Poppy.
Those are the main three Filipino fighters. And then I think that Spartan guy.
Yeah, Small Spartan. There's a couple more. I swear.
I think there are, but I can't think of them.
Yeah, I can't think of them either.
I think there's some girl.
Okay,
like,
fine, I'll join. Hey!
Would you do it?
Yeah, why not? Bro, let's go.
I really think that because they're not going to put you in there with somebody that's fought before. You guys are going to be both new, both never boxed.
I'm so serious. And I don't know who I was talking to, but when we were hooping the other day, I was like, when you compete, like, you're just like so locked in. Like, when you play basketball, it's like you are determined, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like you boxing would just like, you just like walk forward.
Yeah. And it's not as bad as people think, because people are like, I don't want to get punched. It's like, but with all that adrenaline, you don't even feel it.
Yeah. I got hit by a chair. You hit me with a chair once.
I hit him with a chair once.
That's not boxing.
I feel like that's
it's
like,
close.
It's not as hard as being punched, right?
Yeah. And
why?
So
why?
Yeah.
Whoa, why?
Oh, it was a sketch. It was a thing.
Yeah,
that's good.
It was a sketch.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's just like this Filipino mentality where he's always locked in. Like how your dad was locked in. Where he was like, cracked at what he did. And I just got to. Maybe it's my autism. I low key have autism too.
Me too, same.
Yeah, not like a high level like spectrum.
Like me.
But yeah, because we both took a test. Have you taken an autism test? we both took an autism test and just like.
I did. Mine was really low.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, what was your score?
Out of 30, mine was 24.
Oh, me too, right?
Oh, it was.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Wait, it was out of 30? Mine was like out of 120.
I don't know. There were probably different tests.
Yeah, but mine was just like up there. And
out of 120, I was 14.
Damn.
So you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
But like, me and him are the same.
Sucks
like,
for you.
When we're fixated, we're fixated.
Yeah.
Like, we just basketball, boxing.
Oh,
YouTube.
Man. If I ever get word that you're going to box, I'm going to be at your house every day. We're going to be training. I'm going to be like, dude, let's go. Let me show you. Let me, like, give you all my knowledge.
For a price?
I'm gonna show you. Yeah, me too. I've done charity boxing. I've done the tag team, which we didn't get paid for very much. So I'm only fighting for money now.
Oh yeah. For
yeah.
Sure.
Like I've done all the fun stuff. I had my first fight, had charity fight, had this fight. So pay me, give me my money.
You see, for me, like I literally, it wasn't even, cause I told Mams for the first fight, I said, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I just want to say I did it.
Yeah. That's what my first one was. Yeah.
But now I can't say I did it. And it's just, it came to the time where it's like, I was talking to my manager. I was like, I got to, you know, this is such a pivotal part of my career. I got to figure out what I want to do. And so as of right now, I'm not fighting. I don't think I will.
You don't think you will? Yeah.
Unless a good opportunity comes.
Yeah.
You'll consider, right?
Maybe. Maybe.
So what's new? What's going on in your career actually right now? Actually, cool. How'd you start, dude?
Yeah.
Let's go back. Like,
Yeah. So I was like 12 watching your videos, and I thought to myself, I want to be on their podcast one day.
You're going to start a podcast.
Did you want to be a YouTuber from a young age?
Yeah.
I feel like everybody in your generation did.
Well, I'm not. Okay. Wait a minute. When I was 12.
Yeah.
Which is when I posted my first video, by the way.
Yeah.
I was 12 years. No. I lied. It was 2012, and I was 9.
Yeah.
So when I was 9 years old. During that time, it was still not like
cool.
2012.
It was not cool. Yeah.
It was not like, so when I was, but during that time I wanted to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
So even like during that age and era, like I was posting on YouTube and it was just like, nobody really thought it was anything.
Yeah.
But I just love making videos and I love doing magic. So I perform magic to the camera.
Yeah.
It made me a better magician. And then I would do tutorials on YouTube as well. And, you know, it's that thing where when you teach people, you kind of get better.
Yeah.
And so
that's why I like teaching boxing. Yeah. I'm like, hey, let me show you.
Yeah, exactly. Because then you, like, take the mental notes for yourself as well.
Yeah.
And so I started posting. It was March of 2012. I was 9 years old. And I have not missed a month of posting on social media since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
I've posted every single month since 2012. And so, you know, first 4 years, I was 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. No traction. I think I grew to like 1,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be a YouTuber so bad. I remember I would go on like websites like Omegle. Yeah. You know?
Yep.
And I'd be like, can you subscribe to my YouTube channel? Aww. And I would like try to promote it there. And I remember that's how I got to my first like 300 subscribers.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like promoting it on Omegle. And then eventually I did these, like, bro, when I was a kid, I was like, I want to get to 500 so bad. And that seemed like such a hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I even went on these websites where it was like the sub for sub websites where you could subscribe for subscribe on channels. And I grew that and I got to 500, but I wasn't getting any views.
Yeah.
First 4 years, I got to 1,000. And then I was like nearing, I think it was middle school or like end of middle school, like somewhere there. I was like, I want to do this like for real. I want to do this for real. And I want to make a name for myself. Because everyone's like, oh, you're so talented. You're a kid doing magic. It's actually pretty good magic, whatever. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to America's Got Talent. Like, I want to do that.
Mm. So you just went and just auditioned like everybody else did?
So here's the thing is you have to audition in front of producers first before you get on the show. Because they're not just going to let anybody. And so we auditioned. And I remember I was living in Florida at the time. And we went to Tampa, Florida. And I worked for like 6 months on this routine that I was like, I am so like excited to perform this and I've got it locked in, you know? And I go up there and I do the magic for the producer and the producer barely looks at me the whole time. I'm like, oh, what? I like prepared for this. And this producer has his laptop in front of me and just like typing. She's like, like straight out the movies, you know? Like those stereotypical, I'll pick a card, okay,
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And literally not in that room, I remember thinking to myself, you know, I think I'm the most entertaining in this room.
Yeah.
And I leave and they didn't tell me whether I made it or not.
Yeah.
I checked my email twice a day, every day as a kid,
mm-hmm.
waiting for a response. Never got it. Saw the show. Nobody that I met that whole day, there was like hundreds, thousands of people that auditioned, made it on the show. It's like, dang.
So it was a producer.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
The next year, audition again. Same thing. Different producer. Just on the laptop.
Wow.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool. Awesome. This time they tell us in person.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, none of you guys, unfortunately, will be making it to the next round. And I remember there's a photo of me outside of, this was in Vegas. We flew out to Vegas this time. There's a photo of me crying in front of like one of the Vegas like monuments.
Yeah. Mm.
My dad was trying to go sightseeing because we didn't get to go and we were pretty poor growing up. And so we were like, might as well make the most while we're there.
Yeah.
And I'm taking photos of all these and I'm like crying the whole time because I'm just so, so sad.
Mm-hmm.
I auditioned one more year.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. This was in Los Angeles, bro.
There's no way.
They're not looking at, I'm like, I realized something on the third one because I was older. I was like, I think 13 at the 14. Yeah, yeah. And I start, this is where you start to make connections and you're realizing, I'm like, wait. This is, I feel like they're only, because I haven't met a single person in the audition rooms mm-hmm. or anywhere. I had met so many people that has been on the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, but there's so many cameras filming. This is all for B-roll. This is all for like, just so that they can get like the behind the scenes footage or like footage of people lining up. Because they had us go in and do shots of us pretending to check in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
None of this was real.
What?
I was like, what?
Were you at least in the B-roll?
No!
No, come on!
Bro, I would, as a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, I would pause each scene.
Yeah.
Like, am I in that?
Yeah, like, next clip. No. Yeah, no. Down.
Yeah, and so during that time, I was like really sad. And I was like, I was still posting on YouTube.
Yeah.
And people were like blowing up on Vine. People were blowing up on, you know, Instagram. This was right around when Vine was about to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking to myself, I do not need, you know, these people to tell me, you know, anything. I'm just going to start trying to grow my channels for real. I'm going to take this seriously. Yeah. 13-year-old, I'm turning 14, and now it's like, okay, I'm motivated. I remember seeing one of those really corny Facebook videos.
Mm-hmm.
It was by Fearless Motivation. Mm-hmm. It wasn't corny at the time, but like, obviously now if you look at it, it's like kind of corny. But, you know, for me as a 14-year-old, it was like,
inspiring.
Yeah. It was like with the music in the background. It's like, you didn't get this far. To only get this far. Yeah. Like, you're right. It was like, you got this. Keep going. Keep pushing. You know, you're gonna thank yourself later. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna thank myself.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going into my freshman year of high school. the first assignment I ever got given was in English class, and it was to write a letter to your senior self, like when you graduate. And in that letter, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna manifest this. I'm gonna write it down. I still have the letter. It's framed in my house.
Yeah.
It says, currently you have 800 subscribers on YouTube and 900 followers on Instagram. By the time you open this letter, I swear to God, this sounds fake.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I swear to God. By the time you open this letter, I hope you have enough of a following to either move to a bigger city like Seattle, because I lived in Washington at the time.
Yeah.
I lived everywhere. Seattle, or move to Los Angeles, you know, and get an apartment there. Like, I hope you can, like, do that. And that freshman year of high school, I really locked in. Like, I was, I literally, this is a core memory of mine. I talked to the most popular girl in our grade, and I said, by the end of the year, I want to have more followers than you, because you had, like, 2,000 followers. And she's like, what? Why? Why do you care so much? I said, I bet you I will. Yeah, by that week, I had more followers than her.
Hey. No way.
Because I started to promote all of my videos in the comment section. I just grinded it out.
Yeah.
I said, hey, guys, I'm like trying. I'm a magician trying to make it. I'm trying to hit 2,000 followers. And then slowly, one follower, two followers, a few followers, 100 views, 200 views. And it was just natural promotion. It wasn't like organic. I was just like trying to DM. And then one of my videos does really well. And it got like 1 million views.
Dang.
And I was like,
YouTube?
On Instagram. This was all Instagram? On Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, 1 million views on Instagram. What in the world? And then WorldStar posts it. And you guys know at the time when WorldStar.
WorldStar.
I have 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the end of the year, I had 30,000.
Yeah. And then freshman year?
Yeah, freshman year of high school.
Jeez, dang.
Yeah, I have 30,000 followers on Instagram. Yeah, and that girl only had 2,100.
Thank you, Stacey.
That happens. As we continue to move on, next year I grew to 80,000. My junior year, TikTok came out. Well, it was Musical.ly. I had a Musical.ly. Then it came TikTok. And I was hearing that people were like, you know, going viral. And it was different. They were like, it's like different videos. It's not, you don't have to lip sync and dance anymore.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You can just post stuff. I get on there and I see that comedy videos are going viral. Comedy sketches. First video I do gets about 80 views. I'm like, all right, we're grinding up again, I guess. Second video I post on there, 6 million views. I was like, what?
So random.
Are you, TikTok are like you, that.
What? Next video, more traction.
Yeah.
And I was just doing comedy sketches. Then I was like, let me try the magic stuff that I usually post on Instagram. Post that. Within a month and a half of having TikTok, I grew to 1 million followers on there.
That's crazy,
and that was junior year. And then from there, the final year, we ended up, when I opened the letter that said I had 800 subscribers or whatever, 900 followers, I had 12 million on TikTok.
Damn, bro.
And I was moving to Los Angeles.
What?
Yeah, I never posted it, but I have the video of me reading it. And that one I cried too.
Aww. Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit.
So you are human.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, no. But it was that was like a very like full circle moment, because I remember I wrote in there, because it was the thing that said on fearless motivation, it was like, you're gonna make yourself proud. I put in there, I'm gonna work hard to make you proud one day. And that's what really got me. I was like, damn, I did it. Like, wow, that's actually insane. Like, I'm moving to Los Angeles. And so, yeah, now we're here.
There you go.
No, dude. Honestly, that's a beautiful story.
Well, thank
I'm
you,
pretty
man.
Sure, like, someone watching this, like, a 9-year-old, like, damn, bro, I'm doing the same shit you're doing right now. Like, you know, commenting and just, like, asking for stuff for sub. So you're probably inspired somebody here.
I feel like most successful, like, influencers in our field all have this hustling, grinding story from the past. Like, when we were in high school, like you said, it wasn't the cool thing to be a YouTuber.
Right,
like, we
right.
had, like, hundreds of thousands, millions of stuff. And people are always like, nerds.
Were you guys in high school when you were posting?
Yeah. That's when we started, is like, when, very beginning of high school.
When was it, like, when was it blowing up for you guys?
2012.
Well, it was freshman year. We got this assignment. We had to write to ourselves. Like, no, I think freshman year is where we just moved near each other. And, he started messing with cameras. And before YouTube was even a thing, he wanted to make videos like Jackass.
So then
I was like, okay, cool. So I started helping. A bunch of friends were helping.
Yeah.
And then the people that really loved it were me and him. But there was like 10 of us, and they all dropped off, started talking to girls, sports and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's stay nerds.
Yeah.
But like, in the same story, we were
every single day after school, I would go to the library and put our videos on every single computer and then leave. And then go I did it every
I went to the Apple store back in the day and just put up the freaking
We just put it on every computer and then leave.
That was your comment section for me.
Yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
Did you ever comment on our videos? You think? You're like, hey, check me out on Filipino too.
I should check if I've DM'd y'all.
Oh.
Because I, bro, I like, I'm not joking, I DM'd everybody at the time. I was like, I would DM like
on Instagram.
Yeah,
you think it's still in there? No way.
I don't know, man.
I'll check.
I might unsent it because I'm insecure.
No, bro.
That'd be awesome if it's still there.
If it's still in there,
you grinded, bro. That's the thing. People don't understand. You need to do this grind. You need to understand the grind.
Yeah, because it's hard to do. Like it might not work out.
I'm sure I did though.
Yeah,
he hates us. He hates us.
I unsent it from a lot of people. Like not like probably a year ago. Because I realized that there was like a lot. I DM'd like every YouTuber. I said, hey, I'm a magician trying to make it.
Yeah.
If you ever need anybody, let me know.
Yeah.
I'll fly to LA whenever. I didn't have the funds to fly out, but I was going to figure it out. You'll figure it out if it happened. And not a single person got back to me. But, you know, that was like literally the probably in your comment sections too. Shit,
I wish we could search that up somehow. Because we had like, you know, Johnny Gilbert, like Johnny and Jake and Tara and
all that. Yes,
yes. He said that he used to watch us when we were kids and he had a picture on my back at VidCon, like take a picture as a kid, like a fan, and we couldn't find it, but we tried to find it too.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
It's so crazy. Like I talked to like these huge like influencers and they're like, hey, we used to watch you. I'm like, what? Like when Tara Yummy told me she used to watch me, I was like, that's crazy. And then somebody else recently too. I was shocked.
Bro, we're unks, bro. You need to just
unks.
Accept
out here.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's literally everybody. There's no way. If you grew up on YouTube in the 2010s, there's no way you didn't grow up watching y'all.
My freaking sister-in-law, you know, Veronica Merrill.
Yeah.
She was like, oh yeah. She was talking about, we went on vacation and she was like, oh yeah, I used to watch Ryan Higa. And I was like, how are you gonna watch Ryan Higa? You didn't watch the Side Rushes. And she's like, I don't know. And she said she just did not watch us. She didn't know about us.
Yeah.
I was like, come on.
Funny. Yeah. Oh my God.
YouTube's powerful, bro. There was a clip of Kaisana. I used to watch Pablo
Juice. I didn't see that, but Pablo told me about it.
Yeah,
what
it was like listing a whole bunch of YouTubers. Yeah, I watch like I had Squabquake, I watched PewDiePie, I watched Guava Juice. I'm like, damn, Kaisana, the biggest streamer.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's crazy.
Paved the ways though. You guys really paved the path.
Man. That's crazy. So TikTok was your way in.
Yeah, that was it.
And now, isn't it Shorts? Or don't you have like a crazy numbers on other platforms?
We have 11 million on YouTube now.
Yeah, and that's from Shorts?
From Shorts, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I'm saying this right now. Watch out for me on long form. I'm telling you. What's about to happen this year is going to be ridiculous.
Manifest that shit, bro.
I'm so excited for you.
Okay, all right, we got to do it. You got to give yourself 4 year. Talk to yourself.
Hey, Sean, 4 years from now,
mm-hmm.
I see you in that yacht.
Yay.
I don't even want a yacht. why did I start it off like that?
Just for fun.
I see you dumping bodies in the ocean. What?
Whoa. No. Hello, Sean, in 4 years.
What's today's date?
It is, what date is it? Yeah.
March 3rd, 2025.
March 3rd. It is March 3rd, 2025. You have your first long form coming out this month. And all I'm going to say is, you're welcome. That's it. I'm going to leave it at that.
There you go. Just, you think you're gonna be married by then?
Yes.
You're going to probably be thinking about kids at that time. That would be crazy.
Oh, wow.
Your life's going to be so different.
Wow. Oh, my God. You think you'll have kids by then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me?
Yeah.
By what? Us? 4 years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We both will. Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. So get ready. You better get some AGT, that performance.
Yeah.
You got to perform at our kids' birthdays.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Our kids could be friends. That's crazy.
That'd be cool. Our kids are probably going to be like your kids' older cousins.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Oh, that's awesome. But, yeah, you're welcome. The vision that I have for the next 4 years, it's going to be dominating that long form field in a way. Like it's gonna be my, what is it, magnum opus? Is that what it's called? Like your pinnacle thing that
That puts sounds
you...
like a cool word. I don't know.
Magnum.
It's a thing that like puts you on the map, or like your core, whatever. It's gonna happen.
Let's give future Sean three goals. What do you want? You want to hit a certain number? Do you want to buy a house? You don't have a house yet?
No, don't have a house. But we're actually working on that rent this year. But so let me think. First goal that's going to happen for sure, all right, is we are going to average 3 million video views per long form video.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
Let's get it.
Okay.
I really feel it.
You have a great foundation with all the shorts. I know. Like Nick did it. Like he transferred and it's doing great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard though.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you have a following, so it should do better. I think it'll do really good.
Yeah. Well, we're getting there. Second goal. Wow. I mean, I hope we're starting to have like planning kids in 4 years.
Oh yeah.
26, 27. My girl's 23. She just turned 24. But,
Yeah.
Time. Yeah. I hope we're planning for kids. And then
you know, 4 years later, you already have three kids. You're like, oh, what happened? How did this happen?
They get twins and then a single one.
And my last goal is I hope I'm on another podcast with these two amazing humans.
Let's go.
In 4 years. That would be awesome.
We're going to definitely watch this.
We'll bring our kids.
Oh, my God.
We'll just have our kids do the podcast.
That would be great. We're definitely going to go over this in 4 years. And be like, dude, so awesome. We got the clip.
That's going to be like that.
Yeah.
Bro, seriously, like the pandemic, 2020 was 5 years ago, bro.
I don't say that.
It'll go by quick.
Yeah.
Oh, it's March 2.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Isn't it March like 12th when D-Day?
Yeah. That's 5 years ago, bro. Well, I guess... In your case, 6 years. Because birthday, right?
That's crazy. So that's your focus right now is YouTube, long form.
Yeah.
How long are you thinking? Like long, or just like longer than shorts?
It's going to be start at around 5 minutes.
Isn't it 8 minutes is like what, to get ads on it or something?
Yeah, 8.
Yeah, but I don't care about the ads.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I care about dominating that.
David Dobrik style. Just he didn't get monetization at all.
Yeah.
But it blew up, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll see. Okay.
I've been telling this to as many people as possible because I just want to go back and say I'm telling you it was gonna happen and it happened.
Well, if you ever need Filipino uncles for some skit or something,
let's go.
We're out here. We got you.
Down. That's awesome. Yeah.
I miss doing skits.
Is your long form gonna be magic related?
Kind of.
Do you still do magic?
I do a little bit of everything. To be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? What were you gonna say?
He's gonna say, do it.
I was gonna say, prove it.
Do it then.
Oh, I will.
Because Roy was like, I think he lost it. And I was like, I think he still got it, man.
All right. I said, man, Sean doesn't do magic, is coming.
Hey. Okay, you know what?
Let's get our laptops out. Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Here, let me see. What can I do magic with?
I can't believe. So if when you came to do Spice Fruit was the first time, you just came to... Two of your childhood people you watched high as shit, and you just performed magic for us.
Yeah. That was right. Yeah, because it was hot. It was higher.
Oh, he was drunk. You were drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you. Yeah, I was high.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. That was a great segment.
Yeah,
I've
bit.
Watched it a million times. It was so funny.
It was so funny.
I got your ass. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Like, we're both doing well.
So Roy, you were talking shit, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you were talking shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got matches here.
Okay.
I'm scared,
this
bro.
Bitch to the ground.
You've used matches before. I don't think I've lit a match like this.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what's happening?
Oh God.
All right. Yeah, I'm just making sure it works. Can you check that it works? It's normal, right?
Like, you want me to light it?
Sure, if you want. You've done it before, right?
Yes.
I want to light one.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Here.
You done this before?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, he almost got burned.
Happy birthday.
37
now.
Oh. Wow. I was going to double check for me too.
Oh, wow. What are you doing? What
look
is
at that.
What? Why?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to do it.
That's pothead for sure.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Is it cool if I stand up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Matches, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes. Works. Okay.
And then. Hold on.
And if you're listening to this, go to the YouTube channel so you can see the visual.
Okay. Pen! Nope, that's the wrong deck of cards. Deck of cards!
Okay.
Shuffle!
Okay. Oh, it's unopened.
Brand new!
Brand new!
Brand new!
Unless he opened it and blow dried it.
No.
And then
I can just tear this, right?
Yeah, go
ahead. Okay, cool.
I want you to know that's completely a normal deck. And Roy, while you're doing it, can you hold out your hand? Yes. And then can you just hold on to that and hold it really tight?
Sure.
As tight as you physically can.
It hurts.
No, I'm kidding.
You want me to get rid of any cards? Like these instructions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just want you to know it's a completely normal deck of cards.
Okay, cool. And shuffle it?
Yeah, give it a shuffle.
All right, let's do this then.
Oh, midair, dude. Okay. You're good.
Oh, yeah, you got to do it. I got some magic skill like that. Yeah, but stop. If you listen on Spotify, you're missing out because I am flexing on your ass.
Are you kidding me? I didn't even know you could do that.
Wow. I'm going to give that two booms. Boom. Boom.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so. Looks like a normal deck of cards.
Looks normal to
me. Feels like a normal deck of cards. When you were shuffling it, did it feel like a normal deck or no?
It felt good, yeah.
It felt okay? It
felt a little sticky.
What do you mean, sticky?
I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
You know.
All right.
His joking.
Okay. Well, all right. It wasn't sticky before I handed it to you.
It's probably me then. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, sweat.
All right. You got the matches. You got the pen. Do me a favor. As I go through here, just say stop somewhere random in the middle.
There. That's perfect. That's
any
perfect.
More, any less?
More.
A little more?
A little more.
All right.
There.
There?
There, right there. Exactly there. All right. I feel
it. Take a look at the card and show it to the camera, but do not show it to me.
Oh, I see that.
Oh, wait. It doesn't matter if I see it, actually. I lied.
Okay.
Okay. And you got the pen there?
I do. Oh, a little mark.
Oh, he got it.
Here we go. You guys got that? You guys got that?
I like it.
Watch closely. Can you make sure it's all nice and dry?
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you smell it?
I thought... I don't have a lot of experience in checking if things are dry. I don't know. What? I think it's good.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
Watch closely. It's hard
to hear. Oh.
It slowly changes.
What?
Okay.
It was already away from the deck when he, like, flipped it.
Seriously, though.
There's this thing in magic. Whatever disappears...
Reappears.
Has to reappear.
Shut the f-
Is it here? You've been holding the matches the whole
time,
right?
What's in there?
I have been holding the matches the whole time.
If that's a card, how's that? No.
I saw it. Close it.
Take a look at what's in the matches.
Shut up.
Open your hand.
Let's see. Okay. Open that bitch.
Open the matches.
There's no matches!
It's a card!
What card? Card only! The Ace of Hearts! Let's go!
What?
Sean does magic, everyone!
I do that! That's what I do!
What? I want to see the badness.
No!
Whoa, that's crazy! Look at that. That's the matches.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah, I do magic.
Where's the matches? Where'd the matches go?
Yeah, where are the matches? It's in your. Oh, you keistered it.
That'd be crazy.
It's in your skin pocket.
Good shit, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Yes.
Yeah, so make sure to go check him out on his YouTube channel. Long form coming soon. Let's get it.
Anything new coming up? Business endeavors? Or are you having a magic kit soon?
No, I got into drugs recently.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, we did too.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Go do some of that.